At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Sean McDermott at 9 o'clock. Made the latest on James Cook. Bills practicing today at their facility ahead of a week that brings a trip to Chicago. They'll play the Bears Sunday night. They'll practice with the Bears on Friday with a joint practice. We see many of those around the NFL. Joining us on the Wester Hotline, senior writer for The Athletic on the Bears, covering the Bears, Kevin Fishbane joins us. Kevin, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're all right.
Is it odd that a team would have two joint practices in the same offseason? Because they just had one with the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, it's the first time I've experienced it. I will say in past years, they'll have two joint practices with the same team. So maybe in their mind, they're having the same number of joint practices, just one with a team, one with another team.
Yeah.
You know, Detroit was big on joint practices, did not play their guys a lot in the preseason. That's where Ben Johnson's coming from. That's where maybe this kind of sparked. And then taking advantage of the fact that they have the back-to-back home preseason games, they kind of decided might as well. But, yeah, it is a little unique.
Kevin, on Ben Johnson, is he the sexiest coach candidate of the last 5 years? I mean, he'd been a candidate that I'm sure a lot of fan bases out there thought, this guy, look what he did for Detroit, look what he did for Jared Goff. How has it gone over in his first offseason and preseason here so far?
Yeah, well, I do think the proximity here to being in the same division in Detroit certainly heightened that allure of Ben Johnson. But you're right. I mean, this was somebody who we thought was going to take that Washington job a couple of years ago, and then was, you know, right there with Jacksonville and the Raiders this time around as well. And, yeah, I mean, when people ask me about how things are going with the Bears, you know, I usually kind of start with him because right now it's been very impressive what he's, you know, kind of what he's instilled. Now, I should note that this is my 13th year covering the Bears and my fifth head coach. So now, you know, you guys in Buffalo, you've had a lot of stability right now, but I know there was certainly a time in Bill's era where you're familiar with that kind of ratio of coaches to seasons. So I want to temper things a little bit, but just based on what we've seen in camp, the way players have responded, the way camp has been run, has been impressive. And the other thing with Ben Johnson, compared to almost every other coach I've covered here, is the guy has done it. And by done it, I mean he's called plays at an incredibly high level. And the Bears, at least, have never had that.
Obviously, job number one is getting Caleb Williams to a good spot. How big of a lift is that after year one? Was it as bad as it looked? Was it? I don't want to make that sound like it looked very, very bad. But where is Caleb Williams coming from after year one, I guess, is a better way to ask that.
Yeah, it's, you know, like in some ways you want to say this is like his rookie year all over again. You know, Ben Johnson said they've kind of almost told them to forget everything he learned. Like you got to wipe away some of the things he was taught last year and you're almost starting over. But the flip side of that is, you know, they spent a lot of money and a lot of capital on three interior offensive linemen. They signed Grady Jarrett. They used a first-round pick and a second-round pick on skill players. This is a team that wants to compete right now. They've got a couple of Pro Bowlers on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, you'd sit there and go, okay, you know, quarterbacks, we can have a little bit more patience and see this thing through and watch him learn a new offense and all that. But, you know, this guy's number one pick. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He came out of college with such great accolades. You'd like to see this happen quicker. And, you know, the Jaden Daniels and C.J. Strouds of the world make it a little harder to be patient. So there's obviously all eyes are on him. Camp has been bumpy. And, you know, there have been some nice flashes. I think we're seeing what it's like to learn a really detailed offense. And they've admitted they're throwing a ton at him. They want training camp to be super difficult to get him ready for what he's going to see in the regular season. But, hey, you guys know full well. I mean, look, Josh Allen, I was saying this yesterday. He used to be the unicorn, and in some ways I think he still is in terms of what happened to him his first year and what he has turned into. I do think that quarterbacks are now, you know, you have your Baker Mayfields and Geno Smiths out there. I'd like to think it's more likely for guys these days to struggle early on, and then you get a new coach, a new play caller, or even a new team, and you figure it out. But for a while, it was like there's Josh Allen and there's nobody else. And so I think Bears fans are going to think about, you know, looking ahead to this weekend, Josh Allen's going to come to town. They can probably say, well, Josh's first year was tough. You know, so was Caleb Williams. You know, that maybe he's an example of what things could be in terms of a best case scenario.
Kevin, what I wonder about him is the sacks. He led the league in sacks last year. It felt like every week that was happening. And is Ben Johnson, do you think he's trying to neuter that completely? Because at the same time, I feel like a lot of his special plays in college and last year, he is holding on to the ball. So I don't know, like, how do you think that looks? I can't imagine they don't want to at least improve it, though.
Yeah, it, you know, I wondered last year, there was a game late in the season in San Francisco, which was just a horrendous loss. And there were times in that game where you felt like Caleb Williams was escaping the pocket too quickly. Like, I just remember sitting there in the press box and being like, you've got some time. But there was just such a lack of trust in the offensive line. I don't know about the scheme so much, but he at that point he was on his second playbook and second head coach. So you got to imagine there was a lot going on in his head. And I do think that having, you know, these reinforcements coming in the middle is going to help him feel more comfortable to stay in the pocket and make those plays so he doesn't have to kind of run around or back up. And then having guys like a Colson Loveland and Luther Burden to pair with DJ Moore and Roma Dunze and Cole Kmet, again, it's all about building that trust level that he's got to feel better about getting that football out of his hands because he knows the guys are out there. But as you said, I mean, Caleb is a magician outside the pocket. So, you know, I think that's where Ben Johnson's going to come in. And, like, how do we balance this, right? Like, how do we take a guy who is just magnificent when he is on the move versus, like, he just took too many sacks. It's harder to do that in the NFL than it was in college. And we got to figure out the proper balance. And I go back to Ben Johnson. Look, Jared Goff, certainly no one's confusing him for somebody that's doing a lot of work outside the pocket. But Ben Johnson just being this play caller, being this guy who knows how to put points on the board, I think there's a lot of hope that he's the right guy to kind of bring those two sides of Caleb Williams together.
Looking at their weapons around them, you mentioned some of them. How big a leap for Roma Dunze should people expect in year two?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, you know, Roma Dunze, you look at his rookie season and you wonder how much of that was, you know, you looked at what Brian Thomas did in Jacksonville and Malik Nabers in New York and Bowers in Las Vegas, and I kind of, you know, you kind of looked at Roma Dunze like, why weren't your numbers there? Well, then also you remember the offense was a mess. He was one of the best players in fourth down in the league last year. I think he's got just an incredible skill set, and work ethic is all there. So there is reason to think that that's someone who could really take off. He's had a nice camp so far, but you know, it's also been hard, guys, like this passing game. I got some recency bias as I'm talking to you right now. Like yesterday's practice was pretty rough. So there's been some trouble with a lot of these guys getting on the same page. So, you know, you're trying to figure out what it's going to look like when it's actually the regular season and they've actually got this specific install and specific playbook for this specific game. But Odunze is that guy where he has all the makings of somebody who absolutely takes off in year two. But because he's a wide receiver, that takeoff in year two is, you know, dependent on his quarterback also taking a leap in his second season.
Kevin Fishbane joining us on the Worcester Hotline. One last one. I have a request here from a Bills fan to ask about our old friend Tremaine Edmonds and how things have gone there for him.
Yeah, I think Edmonds had a really good camp. Last year was, I'd say, somewhat disappointing for him when you consider what his skill set is and his age and his salary and what he did in 2023. There were people looking right now and trying to figure out, okay, looking at his cap number for next year, how is this going to work? How much longer is he going to be here? Because I think he tied a career low in tackles for loss last season. And look, everything fell apart with last year's team. So I always want to take a lot of the stuff that happened in the second half with a grain of salt. But he's had a good camp. He has been very noticeable. The interception against the Dolphins last week in joint practices. He's been out there every day. I think last year he had to miss some time in camp with something here or there. He's had a bunch of tackles for losses. Like, he's been more noticeable in camp this year, that to a point where you should feel good about where he's at. I was looking at him yesterday. I mean, he's still 27. I mean, that was a guy who I remember, like, we kind of had him mocked to the Bears a lot in that 2018 draft, the year they ended up taking Roquan Smith, another, you know, off-ball linebacker. So I think he's at a good camp. I think fans were very frustrated with his lack of splash plays last season. But the summer has left me hopeful for what he can do this year.
Very good. Kevin Fishbane on the Bears.
Is a good season for them just making the playoffs? Like a second-place finish? It's a tough division. So, like, if they finish in second and make the playoffs, is everybody happy there?
Yeah, I think a playoff appearance would make people very pleased. That would be, you know, you're not exceeding expectations by a massive amount, but if you can get to the playoffs with this team, I think people feel really, really good. And I've said this about multiple Bears teams, about multiple first-round quarterbacks. If you're a Bears fan in January, you want to feel that Caleb is just on this ascent, that, like, you want to feel comfortable. You don't want me to be answering you guys asked at this time next summer about Caleb, because you want to know that he's on this upward trajectory. So that's kind of most important. But if they make the playoffs, he probably is. So, if they get to the postseason as a wild card, I think people feel really good about that as Ben Johnson's first year.
Very good. Kevin Fishbane, senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Bears. Kevin, thanks very much, and enjoy the week of more practice, the joint practice, then, of course, Sunday's game.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane on the Bears. When we return, maybe the quad box comes back. We're going to have a little time to check in. I'm so proud of the name of this segment. I'm so proud of it as Owen picks his Premier League team. We'll get a quick check in there, and then Sean McDermott, 9 o'clock, maybe some James Cook news. We'll see what he has to say about Cook, who, when he last spoke, he pointed out he had a long conversation, or a good conversation, I should say, with Cook and how he wanted him to play in the preseason game, but he did not. So Sean McDermott will carry as much of it as we see fit here at 9 o'clock. So we'll carry McDermott, your calls, and a great, great segment coming up on, a big decision Owen faces.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.